A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Football Land!
Yes. Thank you. I was waiting for that. So if you're a first-time listener, welcome to Football Land, which is an improvised comedy podcast where we take the conceit that we've been accidentally given $1 billion and we are deciding to use that money
okay,
to
Mark, build... Mark. It's not an A-level literature essay. Conceit, comedy... We've been given a billion dollars accidentally by the government of Qatar to build a football theme park in Qatar for the World Cup in Qatar.
Yeah, that's pretend, though.
It's not pretend. I've got the laptop. You've got the pen. I've seen you write with that pen. You've been writing us your little notes on the raffle tickets, on your little things. I can tell that's the pen because it's writing really well.
Ryan, can you back me up?
It's a good pen.
That pen is only existing in the imaginative world of Anthony and
football. It's a true pen. We can tell how well it's written. He's got that pen. I've sent it over. And if not, then DHL have had a mare.
I can't help but think that this is what happens when the three of us get together in a room.
Mm. But that is, this is business. This is business. This is how you build a theme park. You build a theme park and you knock heads together and you get it done. And, you know, slip a few backhanders to the planning and the Qatari government. They're going to take about 200 million of that. 1 billion. I tell you that for now. We're going to have to corrupt. There's corruption. We're going to have to pay off people.
I'm worried about Anthony Ryan.
If one person dies, then it's been worth it.
It's hard to know whether COVID's been good or bad for you pair.
Right.
Or this podcast. Mm-hmm. Or the world.
Yeah. Good, and good. And people will die.
Anthony's lost it. He's gone completely stark raving mad.
But I quite like it. Mm. I don't know.
Me too.
Right, guys, we've got a year until the World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to build a fucking theme park.
Oh, yeah. We've been
before the
Either
World Cup.
Way,
have
just
we
in
got
case.
All the rides yet?
We've got a lot.
We've got a lot of rides. But have we got all the rides?
Is an ever expanding theme park.
Exactly.
That never stops
we've
growing.
Built a lot of land. We need to keep on furnishing this.
Yeah. Okay, we
should play a jingle. Let's play a jingle. Asking people, Mark, can you make a jingle asking people to send in jingles?
Already done it, mate. Here it comes.
Jingles. Jingles la. Yeah, jingles for Football Land. Send us your jingles for Football Land. Send them to our Twitter account. Send them via the Patreon. Emails. Turn up at our door with a big package of jingles. Jingles la. Jingles for Football La. Duh.
So, first up is Mark.
I'm going to pitch a... it's an experience. It's an ongoing experience. It's called the Golden Boot. Ooh. So... it makes sense to have something in Football Land called the Golden Boot. And I've been racking my brains for a long time trying to come up with what that should be. Mm. And in a weird kind of neuro-link that I didn't actively, consciously encourage, I kept thinking of the Golden Snitch, which is something from the world of Harry Potter.
I thought it was like the best grass in a prison. You know, someone who grasses people up so much they get the title of the Golden Snitch.
Well, I think that's what J.K. Rowling was thinking about because she's done time.
She has
hard
done time for her
Edinburgh lass.
Yeah,
My brain went the wrong way. I thought you meant Snatch.
Yeah, the Golden Snatch, which was a James Bond film.
Yeah, it was Jaws' girlfriend, wasn't it?
So also, just to caveat this, I've never watched a Harry
Nor
Potter.
Nor me, and I hate the shit out of it.
You've both said you're not fans and you don't know anything about the Harry Potter world. Yeah. I know a fair bit, and I have a very strong feeling for Harry Potter. I'm not going to reveal whether that's positive or negative, okay? I'm going to stay neutral.
Right.
Right.
This is like a kind of daytime game show.
Yeah.
It's like...
Absolutely.
Where the prize is you just know what Mark thinks about a book you've never
guess
read.
Mark's mood.
Yeah. I guarantee you won't know by the end of this
okay.
whether I'm a fan or not. Yeah.
So what happens in the Golden Boot?
So... In the world of Harry Potter, there is a game or a sport that Harry Potter is particularly good at called Quidditch.
Yeah.
Quidditch.
Heard of that.
Involves flying about on broomsticks, which all of the characters do.
Yeah.
Chucking some balls in some between some hoops, netball styley.
Mm-hmm.
You have, and I've written these down, chasers, ooh. You have a keeper, you have a seeker, you have a quaffle, you have a snitch, you have beaters, you have bludgers. And if you are an adult and you like this kind of thing, you are a fucking bellend. Because this is the stuff of
because they play it in real life,
horseshit.
Don't they? They play it at universities.
I was coming to that, yes.
Yeah, sorry for stealing that. But, yeah. You know, I'm not sure if they play it on unicycles or bicycles or just run around.
I've seen them.
Yeah.
I've seen them play it on Hampstead Heath.
Yeah.
And they put up the little netball hoops.
Uh-huh.
Doing my very best to stay neutral here. And one of the rules, and I quote... Players must have a broomstick between their legs at all times. That is part of it.
Can I ask what a quaffle is?
I don't fucking know. I don't. I did the barest minimum to absorb.
Is that when players go over and they do that carbohydrate rinse in their mouth? You know, when they squish,
yeah,
but they don't drink
have
it.
A quaffle.
They have a quaffle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've already betrayed that I'm not neutral. I absolutely detest it. It's a dreadful idealized vision of kind of lacrosse at Eton type bullshit. But the one of the worst things about Quidditch for me is it's seven aside. So six players on each team are playing one sort of game, and then Harry Potter is a seeker.
Mm.
So he is playing something completely different. He is chasing the golden snitch, which is like a kind of tiny thing that flies around randomly.
Right.
And in the real-life human version, that is played by a neutral athlete who just runs around with a flag sticking out of his bum.
Right,
yeah.
If you catch the golden snitch or if you rip the flag out of the neutral athlete's bum, you get something like 1 billion points and the game's over. So all the other players that are trying to... quaffle and beat and sniff and whatever they do to throw balls through hoops, they're only like 5 points a time.
Yeah.
It's pointless.
It's a bit like our education system in a way, because you get a lot of people who are talented, like comprehensives and stuff, doing their hard work. But if someone goes to Eton, they're a seeker, and then they can just,
absolutely,
you know, get the snitch and then they become the Prime Minister.
Absolutely. And that's why I hate everything about Harry Potter. And this sport of Quidditch is so ludicrous. It encapsulates, as you just said, everything that's wrong with both the educational system in real life and the fictional world of Harry Potter. So, I would say Quidditch is like you've got six-a-side tiddlywinks in a small room, and two people, one on each side, a clay pigeon shooting.
Uh-huh.
It's like, why is this part of the same thing? It's pointless. So I'm proposing, if you buy a ticket online to Football Land, the algorithms will already know whether you're a fan of Harry Potter and or Quidditch.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, you get a kind of golden ticket. You get a letter from Hogwarts, and this is a tie-in for us, which is going to be lucrative, saying... you get to be a seeker of the golden boot. So when you come in, however old you are, the golden boot is made of gold, literally made of gold. It's really heavy, and it's sort of remote controlled by drone, and that is trying to kick you in the head. And you've got, I mean, seeker is probably the wrong term. You're an avoider.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why... if you hate Harry Potter so much, why have you incorporated it into a ride?
Because I wanted to get some venom out there.
Right.
I hate it so much. And my wife and some of my closest friends love the world of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It winds me up so much. I absolutely detest it with a passion that I just wanted to talk about how much I hate the cod.
I did get a sense of that.
Tried hard to stay neutral.
How does the drone thing work? Is there one golden boot for all of the people who are? And it, is it, what is it, heat censoring you? Like, how does it know who to kick in the face?
This is a good question. I think we'll have to kind of program.
And why would you want to do that?
To punish people for liking Harry Potter.
Right. Okay, that makes complete sense. What's the Venn diagram of people that are into football, who are going to come to Football Land, and people who are massively into Harry Potter?
I think it's small enough that we won't be literally, you know, you come through the turnstiles and there's 4,000 golden boots that kick everyone in the head, knock them out, and
then
we've
got no
customers.
Is it just one golden boot that's kicking, taking turns to kick people who it comes near?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Because it's massive as well. It's really heavy.
Yeah.
It's a complicated piece of kit, and it will seriously damage you if as a fleer, or whatever you are, you fail to escape it. But I like that element of, just as in Quidditch, where there's a whole load of stuff going on that's utterly irrelevant to what people like Harry Potter are doing higher above, just fucking about trying to catch the golden snitch. I like the fact that most people are just trying to have a day at Football Land and experience the rides, but a couple of people, probably three or four, are desperately trying not to be killed.
Are there a lot of... Is there an age restriction? Because a lot of children like Harry Potter.
Yeah, kick them in the head with the golden boot.
It's probably the best course of action to take to, you know, to avoid them going on to read and watch more, and encourage, you know, sort of discourages JK to write any more, I guess.
Yeah, and it kind of is a literal stamping out, isn't it?
It's quite a good metaphor. Stamping out. Yeah. I mean, maybe we should rein it in a little bit, because I have extra levels of hatred and despair for grown-ups who get into the world of Harry Potter.
Maybe there's a force in the kick, and it's proportional to how small you are or how young you are.
Yeah.
And the elderly, I think they get kicked the most, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think it tapers off for the elderly. I think you could inflict some real harm on elderly people
Do we slow it down for the elderly to make it a bit fairer? Or
no. No. They have no business reading Harry Potter, because people in their 30s grew up with Harry Potter, so we can kind of get their excuse. But elderly people, they grew up with the Chronicles of Narnia. Why aren't they reading Narnia?
Yeah.
They should be reading Narnia.
Well, yeah, but Narnia was Christian propaganda. Narnia is arguably even more evil than Harry Potter. One of the most amazing things about Harry Potter, I'm sure you know this, in the books... you have to board the Hogwarts Express, which is a train that only wizards can see. I mean, already I'm hating myself for even saying these sentences. But you get on at platform 9 3/4 at King's Cross, which is just to muggles, which is also a horribly...
You know a lot about Harry
Potter.
Yeah,
you know a shitload about Harry Potter, mate.
You know a lot. You
know so much.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
You've posed in front of that.
I have read the first two books just to work out how much I hated them. But what I was going to say is...
Sounds like you really like it.
Because
you'd be a person that would be kicked in the face at Football Land. You're going to have to denounce it. And actually, denouncing it is just as embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because it says to everyone, like, this guy really likes Harry Potter.
I've never liked it.
You're going to have to denounce it. And this is your version of denouncing it.
This is like Frankenstein. Monsters turned on its inventor.
The golden boot is going to kick you in the face.
Yeah.
Mate, the algorithm doesn't care for your protestations, because you know so much. You've just literally, like, if I cut you open, your blood would run Harry Potter. Like, that's how much you know about it. It's
in
your DNA, Mark.
Because you keep your friends closer,
and
your enemies
you're
closer.
You're the one who wants a Harry Potter ride in the park.
I don't. I want an anti Harry Potter.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, that's what he's doing. He's trying to sneak it in.
I'm much abused.
Right. Well, I think unless you've got anything else to defend yourself with, Mark, I think we probably should come to a vote on your ride.
Can I just say the thing I was trying to say about platform 9 3/4?
Yeah.
So
there's a lovely thing, and you go in and you can take your picture at King's Cross, and I've done it three times.
Do you know what the most interesting thing about this ride is?
Go on.
This might not get into Football Land.
I was about to say we are about to make history here. Yeah,
Let's have a vote. I do want a golden boot in a drone to kick you in the face now and then.
Just me.
Yeah.
Kick just me
that
in the face.
That would be great.
I can't go into my own park without being kicked in the head with a massive piece of gold.
Let's do two votes for your original ride and then for that.
Okay. All those in favour of the golden boot, as I describe it, being part of football land, after three, say A or nay. 1, 2, 3, nay. That's a unanimous. I voted against it.
You voted against
it. Yeah, I don't want to be kicked in the head or made to denounce something
let's see
I've
what
never
the next
worshipped.
Go on, do the next vote.
Yeah.
Ryan, I'm counting on you.
Oh, shit.
I don't think I can convert Anthony, but
no way.
Oh, my God. All those in favour of me getting kicked in the head by a massive golden boot every day at Football Land, say A or nay after three. 1, 2, 3.
A.
Oh, no.
But with one caveat, not every day.
Not every day, on a Sunday.
One day. And I think you deserve it. And that's, and I think so, I've got to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me take your hand. I want to take you to football land. It's built in the sand. And I'll run out of lyrics.
Okay, Ryan, you have an idea. What's your idea?
Yeah, I'm calling this the G-Song Park and Ride.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we've got a lot of car parks.
We do.
So you might instantly be thinking, why do we need another car park? Well, I don't have a good answer for that.
Right.
But
it's going well.
Yeah, but I think after the end of this, you'll be like, no, yeah, we do need one more. Definitely the G-Song Park and Ride.
Okay.
So this was inspired by Pepe's PP Take.
Yeah.
That sounds a bit like I'm blowing my own trumpet because I pitched Pepe's PP Take. But I think it was you, Anthony, that pushed it in a direction in which Pepe spends the first hour of football
defecating on your windscreen.
Yeah, he goes around the car parks of football land.
That's
and
right.
He shits on
just
his
for
car.
Fun.
And then he collects it and then he goes back.
And he builds his mud house with
his shit house.
Yeah.
Shithousery.
So this ride is for armchair fans.
Okay.
You know, it's a very popular sort of genre of fan.
What, fans of armchairs?
Fans of armchairs. Armchair football fans.
Oh, right. Yep.
And so this, I was initially thinking that you park up and it's kind of a virtual reality experience, right? So it's just park and ride. But then I thought, no, we've got too much VR in Football Land. So this is definitely 100%. This is a ride IRL. And in short, this is a car park, as the name suggests, but for people who aren't overly bothered about theme parks.
Right.
You know, you've been dragged there by your family.
Yeah.
Right. Or, you know, you're a tired dad.
Yeah.
Like,
a tired dad.
A tired dad.
Yeah.
You know, dads are quite...
They're
all
tired.
Dads.
Yeah. All dads. So it's all dads, right? So fucking, you don't want to get dragged around. So you can stay in the car, right? And the way this works is you drive in and it's a bit like one of those scrap heap magnets.
Oh, yeah.
So the scrap heap magnet floats above, you know, on a chain, floats, you know, hangs by gravity. So not the opposite of that floats above the cars. And then it selects one car by magnet and you go up to the magnet.
Yeah.
And what it does then is it just flies you. Over Football Land.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, just flies you over. A bit like, you know, Superman or, you know, when he kind of takes Lois Lane up there or...
Harry Potter or on a
bridge. A helicopter, you know, reporting on traffic accidents.
Yeah, you kind of go up there. There's the snowman.
Yeah, the snowman.
There's the snowman.
Yeah,
it's quite nice.
Yeah, in a dressing gown. Maybe you can be given a dressing gown.
You probably are. You're a tired dad.
Maybe
so.
Alid Jones is in the boot singing on walking in the air.
So G-Song Park and Ride.
Yeah.
You go in, magnet comes down. Magnets your car up.
Yeah.
Just wafts you about close enough to the park, but not so close. You're not really having to. You're not having to get out of your car. You're not having to do anything. You can pass comment on it. You can say, that's shit. That's great. You can pretend to know lots about it, even though you've not experienced any of it. So it's kind of replicating the armchair experience equivalent for theme parks, right? But as the name suggests, again, it's in honour of G-Song Park.
Yeah.
So,
and it's not just because it's a pun on park and ride.
Absolutely
no,
not.
No, this has got a purpose.
This
G-Song Park would be perfect for this, even if he didn't have the surname Park.
Completely.
Yeah.
So if this is the bit where this comes in and you're like, oh, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have been so sarcastic about his ride pitch. So you hear about this as the lazy dad. You're like, fucking hell, I don't want to get dragged around, right? So You come in, you park up, you've done everything right. You've washed your car, you've pumped your tyres.
After Pepe shat on it.
Yeah, everything. Like, you've gotten your car totally, like, spot on because you're like, I've got to get selected. I've got I'm not spending any more time. Yeah. Or not even that. Like, even though I've spent thousands of pounds getting here to spend time with my family, I just don't want to spend any more time with them.
Yeah.
I hate theme parks. Essentially, you don't know whether you're going to get chosen. You do everything right.
Yeah.
You know, you've been a great dad.
Other points. Other on the points. Trip. But you're very tired. You're the tiredest dad. Yeah. You've got narcolepsy.
You've been very patient on the flight.
Yeah.
You know, you've gotten the kids everything they want, if that equates to good parenting. But you don't know whether you're going to get chosen. And it all comes down to one slightly mentally unhinged Scottish car parking attendant.
Right.
And he will choose whether you get magneted up and flown around it. And that's the Jisung Park and Ride.
Yeah.
Has that Scottish car park attendant been on the wine?
He smells like it.
Yeah.
He's got a nose that indicates that he probably has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a key question on logistics.
Uh-huh.
So how big is our plot of land at the moment and how big will it get?
25 square miles-ish.
So that's a hell of an area.
Yeah,
so
about the size of Greater London.
To be wafted around something that's attached to a magnet, are you attached to a crane that's 25 miles away and has a wide kind of swing radius?
Very good question.
Yeah, well, we could have cranes at each corner of the park and you're sort of passed over.
So
from one magnet to magnet, like a trapeze artist.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It could go wrong, but that's part of the adrenaline rush. Yeah.
And also, but it could go wrong, but magnetism never goes wrong. Like magnetism, if you've got the force, then you will never fall to the ground.
But
it's not magic, Anthony. No. Yeah. Magnetism can go wrong.
I'm thinking of gravity is never
going wrong. Does magnetism work in a
vacuum?
Magnetism.
It's an electromagnet. So there is some danger in if we have a power cut, you could just fall.
Okay.
So you could do the trapeze corner to corner, or we could, you know, just get the old helicopter out again. We've got a few of them knocking around.
Yeah.
And it could just be that you're kind of...
That would give you access to more areas, but it's less fun than a balletic trapeze transfer that may go wrong.
And also, think of, you know, cranes passing you around is more football than just the Uri helicopter being wheeled out again.
Yeah. Would it spoil the skyline? Because I'm imagining that we will clearly pay attention to the aesthetic of the skyline and it will look beautiful.
Well, how about the cranes looking like big footballers?
Well, and we have got the big column things in each zone of the park.
So you could be swung around from Pele's cock.
Yes.
Well, that's
or
that's
Ryan
a
Nelson's
thing.
Butt cheek.
Yeah. And also, the cranes could be all made up to be like famous footballers called Park, like Park Chu Young, Park Ji Sung. I mean, Park's one of the most common South Korean surnames. So there must be quite a few Parks.
Yeah.
So at least four. We just need to find two more Parks that played football professionally.
Are you suggesting more car parks then?
No, the cranes are made up
to look like
Park Ji Sung and Park Chu Young and two other parks. So
Could
they're passing
Queen's
it
Park
to other
Rangers. Be one of
Queen's
them.
Queen's Park Rangers, Les Ferdinand.
Yeah.
So you've got Park Chu Young, Park Ji Sung, Les Ferdinand, and Andy Sinton.
Fratton Park.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going park and away from the person park, there's a lot of parks.
Yeah, there is a lot of parks.
I think we should keep it pure.
You know,
it should be G Park Sung.
Mm. Yeah.
Fergie never forgave himself for not picking him for that Champions League final, did he?
Yeah.
Even though they won.
And that's why he looks cross at every football match he goes to
He
now.
Is permanently annoyed with himself for just letting his favourite, some would say lover,
enforcer,
down.
He was a great player.
He was a good player. He was he broke up play well, and he created more than people gave him credit for. Yeah.
He was a brilliant player, yes.
Well, if there's nothing else to add to the Jisung Park and Ride, then I might suggest that we don't ruin it, because we have a habit of...
Mm. I'm getting kicked in the head by something I suggested, so...
Okay, all right then. Well, that's I'm going to bring it to a vote. And I'm quite positive that it's not going to be be the second writer had been kicked out of or not voted into Footballland. So all those in favour of another car park, but this possibly the greatest car park that there is,
Matt Whitworth.
Matt Whitworth.
And the others, et al.
Michael White?
Michael White.
Yeah, he had the all-white car park, didn't he?
It's sort of a festival of car parks with... on the outskirts, there's a couple of fairground rides, is what Footballland is becoming.
I'm just thinking, let's ban Pepe from this one as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
No defecating on the clean cars. But it would be good if, you know, you've polished your car up, ready to be chosen, and there's Pepe at the gates, and you're like, this is the last gauntlet.
What if...
Could he ruin it for me?
The deluxe version is... You get selected, you're whisked up on an electromagnet, either attached to a massively long crane or a helicopter, and as you're flying over Footballland, enjoying the armchair fanness of it, Pepe comes out of the bonnet and shits on your windscreen mid-air.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Like at a safari with the monkeys. I'd be up for that.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll let that.
And it doesn't happen every time.
No,
it's just rare. It's luck. It's like, you know, in your I Spy book of Footballland, Pepe shitting on your bonnet 300 feet up in the air is 20 points.
It does mean he needs to hide in the engine of a car that is driven into the car park, which might
be. He can hide in the boot with Alan Jones. Pepe and Alan Jones
very well,
singing a Portuguese version of Walking Through the Air. And if you hear it in Portuguese, you're like,
I think
here comes some.
Get the windscreen wipers ready.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. Yeah, and we didn't ruin it, Stevie.
That's still true to the vision. To the vision.
Lovely stuff.
Wow, great. Okay, so all those in favour of the Jisung Park and Ride, say aye after three. 3, 2, 1.
Aye. Congratulations, well, Ryan. You must
very
be delighted.
Strong. I am, because I feel that everything's gone up a notch. Room for the first time. It's like...
Well, we've just had our first failure.
I know.
You know, it was a success of sorts, because we still have a ride in there.
Am I right to be proud of the fact that I'm responsible for the first failure?
Definitely.
But no, well done, Ryan. Congratulations.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Footballand. Okay, I've got a ride idea.
Yes.
We've got a lot of, you know, water-based rides, but we don't have a pleasure boat zone.
No.
We don't have a pleasure boat zone, which is a staple to, you know, family fun at most theme parks and most...
We've got Wagner's Tunnel of Love.
Yeah, but it's close.
That's too sexy for children. It's too sexy for children. Even though it's biologically, you know, accurate and it's teaching people about the anatomy... Yeah. It's still spunking out of a giant penis onto a mattress, isn't it?
So, and you're sort of on a canal, essentially, whereas pleasure boats is just a lovely pond.
Lovely pond. Yeah. It's called Ollie's at the Wheel Viking Pleasure Boats. Now, every pleasure park I've been to with the boats has been one of two things. Pedalos that are designed as swans.
Yeah.
Or just your bang average normal boat that kind of they've just, you know, picked up in a job lot. Like there's no themed ones. I want to get Viking pleasure boats, Viking warships, you know, the long ships with the big sort of thing. And so you have electric powered Viking pleasure boats and pedalos. They've all got steering wheels and they're exciting for the family.
Can I ask a question? Too early for questions?
No.
Viking longboats were long, so are these Viking pedalos going to be long?
Really long, yeah.
So
yeah,
like
really
multiple
long.
People?
I'd say if you've got a family of 8 or 9, this is the first pedalo that you can go on altogether, because that's what's been so restrictive about pedalos in the past. 4 people max, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, who wants to ride a swan around? So they are family fun, lovely stuff, but there is a twist. Oh. Every single boat and pedalo is piloted by a really drunk old Norwegian guy who insists on steering it for you. So you can do the pedaling, you can do the forwards and backwards, but he is chained to the wheel and he will go wherever the fuck he wants. And he's so drunk, he cannot see. So you're careering everywhere. It's great fun. It's kind of a chaos, really, because you don't know where you're going to go. You might go the right way for about 5 minutes, but then you're going to go U-turning backwards and you're going to crash into other boats. But you will not... It's got an amazing ability not to sink itself.
Okay.
Because I think Ollie, like, although he damages his team, he doesn't sink them, and that's why other fans want him to stay in the job. But we need to find about 30 or 40 old men from Norway who we can keep drunk.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
I don't think it's going to be a problem, because in Norway, alcohol's so expensive.
Yeah.
So if we get them back... Oh, the only trouble is it's a dry state in Qatar.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to get people that are so drunk they don't need to drink anymore. They're so drunk.
How drunk do you... I mean, the flight alone from Norway is, what, 12 hours? Yeah. How drunk have you got to be to still be drunk 24 hours later?
Yeah, well, there's a certain type of people who you're like... Are you actually drunk, or is that just you? And we need to get those people from Norway.
Yeah. Okay, there's quite a few of those. There's more in Finland, but there's quite a few in the north of
Norway. Yeah.
Just a quick thought. You know, the plans for the Qatar World Cup is like, okay, so we're going to stick them on a boat. The genuine plans was like we're going to stick them on a boat offshore, and you can get shit faced on the boat, but when you come landing in Qatar, stop it. If the alcohol is not in Qatar, but you're kind of sucking it through a pipe. Could we put like large vats of alcohol, probably not in Saudi Arabia or Dubai, somewhere far enough away that's not dry.
Right.
And then we just have like really long straws.
To siphon it. And you're forgetting actually, guys, that what are these pleasure boats on? They are on water. But what happens if we change that water for alcohol? You can't be arrested in Qatar for just falling overboard now and then with your mouth open. You cannot. You can't. Like, oh, what? They're going to arrest you for letting some glug into your mouth via osmosis. They're not going to. If it goes in through your eyes...
Osmosis is a different thing, but like...
Can you be arrested for osmosis? The world's gone mad if you can.
I don't think you can. But the kind of defense of, I'm sorry, officer, I fell over.
into a
pleasure boat pond filled with alcohol.
Yeah.
And some got in my mouth.
Oh, I just think that if what's the law against that, and what's the paperwork they have to fill in? If we construct this alcoholic pond for families, and the families can't dip themselves in, but the Norwegians can.
Is there not a simpler solution? I mean, brilliant though that is. Could we not just declare, like, if you're allowed to drink at the World Cup as long as you're on a boat off the shore?
Yeah.
Could you not be allowed to drink as long as you're on a boat, even if it's in a lake?
Yeah, what if it's the same boat and we plop
so
that
we just
boat in?
Plop a bar in the middle of the Viking boat, and Jean, who used to work on the clippers on the Thames, she makes coffees and the odd gin and tonic.
Yeah.
Anthony, let me ask you, what were the Vikings famous for?
Yeah, I was worried about this when you said Viking pleasure.
Can we have a bit of pillage light?
We can.
You know,
we can.
You get off the island in the middle of this lake that has some bushes in, and you rough those bushes up a bit.
A dogging bush. How about a dogging bush? A consensual dogging bush in the middle of the lake.
Why did your brain go there?
Because you're talking about pillaging and all of that.
No, just
and I'm saying,
light.
How do we
just
regulate it?
Slapping the leaves
just
of a bush
have a
for
dogging,
a bit.
Just have a dogging bush, okay? And that's if you want to do it, then you knock yourselves out.
I don't think the Vikings
one out.
Flash your head.
But the Vikings hovering offshore, flashing their indicators so, in the hope that someone would come out
on the pedalos.
A medieval pedalo and
do some
cheeky.
Three people pedaling and then someone operating the headlamps. And you've got a drunk Norwegian.
If it's the drunk Norwegian operating the headlamps, then
he's not
who
operating
knows
the headlamps. No. And I think they are so drunk they would no be they'd no be good.
No,
they'd
we'll
no be good. No.
So Vikings, I think I've got a solution for you. It's so expensive to drink in like Sweden and Norway.
Sure.
Because of their state-controlled alcohol laws. It's more relaxed in Denmark and a little bit cheaper as well. And so there's a kind of a rites of passage thing, and there's these things in Sweden where people get on a, it's like a booze cruise. They get on them on a Friday night. They get drunk on the ferry, and they get to Copenhagen. They get shit-faced in Copenhagen, sleep on the street pretty much, and then do the reverse.
Yeah.
So we could just divert them, because the Vikings were Swedish as well as Norwegian. It's not just, I think.
Yes.
It was
they were Danish as well.
The Danes is a different period slightly, I think.
Is it?
The Danes comes post-Vikings or pre. Slightly different.
What were they called?
They were called the Danes.
Well, that's clever.
They
got that right.
I've got that on a roller somewhere.
Okay.
Dane law.
Yeah. Dane Law.
Jude Law's
didn't
brother.
Didn't he play for United and City?
Yeah, he did score the back heel, didn't he? That relegated them.
And so we could just divert those ships and you've got a steady stream of workers. So they're going to Copenhagen for the weekend. It just keeps on going.
Oh, goodness
and
me,
that
yes.
Taps and into that press going. Ganging.
Yeah. That
which
is exactly press ganging.
Ships and history.
Yeah, shistery.
It's
shipstery.
It's coming together, isn't it?
Yeah.
And do you know when there's a fire on the ocean?
Oh, gosh. So anyway, you can light Ouzo.
Yeah.
At
amazing.
Night, at night.
Viking burials with fully living passengers.
Yeah. Exactly. So when there's like a fire on the ocean and they get those ocean fire boats to come.
Yeah, the ocean fire boats.
Out,
yeah.
And there's
a
big water cannon going, shh, this is how we can get around it. The ship can just be off shore.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
bush dogging island.
But yeah, it can just be off shore and it can be just water cannoning Ouzo over Qatar, over Doha.
Oh, in a steady stream.
In a steady stream and just constantly filling up football land.
That's a that's a great idea, because my question was going to be, how do you fill this lake up while respecting the law?
Isn't there a danger that even the massive Norwegian fans of alcohol can't consume that quickly enough and we will be flooded? The whole part will be flooded.
I don't know. Do you know those weird lily pad things you get in theme parks where it's a jet of water? Quite concentrated, isn't it?
Very concentrated.
You could almost open your mouth under that.
Yes, you could.
And just get
I have done.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I did that in Mallorca.
And water fountains. Let's not forget, school water fountains are sort of the, you know, the education sector's version.
Mark, having done that, do you think you could do that with Ouzo?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I don't like Ouzo, so I'd request
Racky.
A different... Racky, I'd happily Racky those up.
As long as it's clear, like vodka, I think would be good as well. If there's a Norwegian vodka that we can use...
Well, there is Aquavit, which is the water of life.
Yeah.
Which is a very popular...
and ironically titled.
Yeah, and they like to drink that and eat shrimp. So we can maybe just
chuck that in direct from Norway.
And I think as long as you eat a shrimp every shot, it balances you out, so they wouldn't be too shit-faced.
Great. Let's get some shrimp in on the same pipe.
Yep.
So it's shrimp and aquavit from Norway using, you know, because obviously they've got to go carbon neutral, so they're going to eat, those Norwegian pipelines are going to go. But we use the same infrastructure, use those pipelines.
If for whatever reason we can't get it in that way and we have to go back to the straw coming all the way from Holland, those shrimps, you're going to have to suck extra hard if you get a shrimp every 60 seconds.
And like sometimes their eyes will just pop off and you just get the eye through. And
that
like
would be quite a shock,
will...
wouldn't it, if you were sucking really hard. And you went from nice drink to something solid.
Oh gosh!
But I like
prawn cocktail.
Yeah,
that's what it would be.
In all forms.
Dogging Island. I just can't wait to build Dogging Island because you can have footballers, you know, ex-dogging footballers like Stan Collymore.
Yeah. So what are we
lurking
tell
about
the,
signing autographs?
The children on this nine family Viking ship, like little Jimmy is just behind Grandma. What's that, Grandma? Don't look at that.
I don't think Stan's doing anything improper. I think what Stan's doing, he's
just signing autographs.
No,
and
he's
doing
interpreting the flashes because he's the only man that fully understands them. So it's like, oh, 223, a bit like Morse code. Nobody knows how to do it now. And so he's like, okay, they just want to come and ruffle up the bush. Not that bush. And so he's just putting everyone at ease.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah? Yeah.
I like that, okay. Yeah. All right. I think we're on for a vote for this.
Okay.
All in favour of Ollie's at the wheel, Viking pleasure boats, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Very brilliant.
Yeah. Great.
Can't wait for a shrimpy pipe.
Okay.
All right.
That's it, isn't it?
That was it. Wow.
Send us your jingles.
Thank you. Send your jingles. Yeah.
Write us a review.
Yeah.
Share this with your friends. Yeah.
Join our Patreon and send us your ride ideas because we do discuss everyone you send.
Yes. And please drink responsibly.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And shrimp responsibly too.
And don't go dogging.
Unless it's with Stan. All right. Okay. Let's go.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.